And we'll go ahead and continue with Utah Coach Kyle Whittingham. The Utes have an open date this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Craig Morgan, ArizonaSports.com.
Hi, Kyle. I know it's very early in the season, but there are two South Division teams in the AP Top 10, three in the Top 20. You knocked Oregon out of the rankings for the first years. Has the power potentially shifted to the South Division this year?
I guess time will tell. I think based here there was, five of the six teams ranked in the Top 25, and so it was power, Pac-12 South last year was a heck of a division, but I think it's too early to make any call on that right now, and we'll have to see how things play out.
I'd like to ask, could you please mute your phone after asking the question? Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Kyle, as far as bye weeks go, is this a pretty good time for one coming off of the kind of win you guys had?
Yeah, I think it's a good timing in a couple different respects. First of all, just what you mentioned, coming off a emotional win like that gives you some time to regroup and get refocused on the next opponent. But secondly, if you look at the season as a whole and include the fall camp into that equation, we're about right at the halfway mark, which is a good time to give the player some downtime and let them get healed up and rejuvenated, because if you add the 3.5 weeks of fall camp to the 4 weeks of the season that we've already had, with 8 weeks to go, like I said, that's just about midpoint. And so in that respect, it's a positive. Now, there's a lot of argument for, if you're playing well, you don't want to stop playing. You just keep playing and ride that momentum. But you have no control over the bye week. That's really the bottom line. And so you try to make it a positive regardless of where it falls and try to make the most of it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, got it.
And your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Kyle, what would you say is the biggest difference between Travis Wilson, other than experience, compared to his performances the previous 2 years? Because basically a year ago he got benched against UCLA, and now he had his really a dramatic performance against Oregon.
Confidence, in a word, it's confidence. And he's playing with more confidence and poise right now than at any point since he joined our program. He has complete command of the offense, and you could see it starting at the end of last season. He had a strong finish to the season. He was our bowl MVP and really carried that same confidence and poise into this year, and is playing exceptional. He's the number one rated QB in the country right now as far as the QBR rating that ESPN puts out. And what more could you ask from your quarterback than what he's given us? He's doing a great job.
And I know you guys changed coordinators, but you guys retained the terminology, right? This is the first time he's had the same offense two consecutive seasons, correct?
Same exact offense 2 years in a row, yes. We were a spread team the year before, but a little bit different terminology. And so the big transition for Travis was between 11 and 12, because we went from more of a pro-style attack with Coach Chow to more of a spread stuff. And so, to answer your question, this is the exact same offense this year that it was last year, with a few minor modifications that you make every year. You make changes each year, no matter what the coordinator situation is, as far as tweaks to the offense. And so there's been some new wrinkles and some things we're doing a little bit differently, but the basic premise, the basic philosophy, the basic schematics of the offense have not changed.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question is a follow-up from the line of Craig Morgan, ArizonaSports.com.
Kyle, actually an entirely different topic, but I'm wondering what you see when you look around the conference this year at the running backs. I think some analysts tabbed this the year of the running back in the Pac-12. There are six running backs among the nation's top 22 in rushing yards right now. Have you seen a year like this before in the conference?
We've only been in 5 years, and so I can tell you without a doubt that it was the year of the quarterback the last few years. I mean, there were some quarterbacks that have come through this conference that are incredible. I mean, obviously Marcus Mariota is the one that first comes to mind, but I think you're probably right. I mean, there's a lot of excellent running backs in the league this year. We just played one in Royce Freeman on Saturday night. He's a load. We got one of our own with Booker. I mean, UCLA's got a back, and so among other teams. I mean, there's three or four other teams that have outstanding running backs, and so you know, I guess that could very well be. I mean, the Pac-12 always has talent, and maybe this year it's a little more focused on the running back position.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingston, F1 Sports.
Coach, another running back question for you. The running back pass that you ran on Saturday, how long had that been in the works, and when did you kind of know that that might be the right time to unleash that play?
Well, we've been working on that play for 3 or 4 weeks now, and it wasn't. We weren't working on it with, you know, saving it for Oregon and having that in mind, and we were just waiting for the right circumstances and the right scenario to run it, and it just so happened that that circumstance came up on Saturday, and so we utilized it. And you know, you have 4 or 5 specials. We call them specials. Some people call them gadgets or trick plays, but we have 4 or 5 specials that we go into every game with, and all of them are based on field position, down and distance tendencies, and that type of thing. So it's got to be the right circumstances. You want to put yourself in the highest percentage situation for success. And so, you know, the short answer is we've had that play for several weeks, and we felt that the circumstances we used it on Saturday night were just right.
And whose idea was it to start working on that play? Was that a situation where Devontae had maybe said, I can throw the ball a little bit?
Yeah, he was been bragging all off season and in fall camp how good his arm was, and he can throw the ball quite a ways. I mean, you know, he's got a strong arm, so we said, okay, you know, we're going to put this in and let's see what you can do with it. And it looks good in practice. And you know, he executed it to a tee. And that's not an easy throw for a running back to make. He's got to, you know, get the football and sell the run and then look up and pick up the receiver in his vision. And then, of course, throw the ball, you know, where it needs to be. And so it's not as easy as it may look. And Devontae ran it to perfection.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do we have any additional questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Kyle, hey, thanks for your time. Enjoy the open date this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
You bet. We'll see you.